Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time, this moment in our busy day to pause and center ourselves again on you and your love for us in Christ Jesus. We are so grateful. Thank you for the privilege to be students here at Gustavus. Help us as we are diligent in our studies, as we look to integrate all that we do in our work, that it might glorify you, that it might be useful for others. Thank you for those that share their faith. Thank you for Britta, especially today, as she shares our message. Let this be a time that strengthens all of us as we go about our day, that we may be filled with your love and your grace, and all that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated.
The scripture today comes from Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Good morning. Does anybody else ever think I should really be doing more for God? I could probably be doing more for God than what I'm doing right now, and I used to think that he wanted a lot from me. I used to think that God wanted me to pray longer every day. I used to think he wanted me to read the Bible way more than I actually do. I used to think to myself, I could do so much for him if I just put in a little more effort. I thought he wanted me to tithe more, volunteer more, fellowship more, go on more missions trips, be more involved in social justice activities. And I thought, it's the least I can do. After all, Jesus came to earth to show us the Father and be crucified and resurrected for the sake of all humanity. So, yeah, it's really the least I can do. If Jesus laid down his life for me, I should at least try to do the same for him. I kind of grew up believing that faith was supposed to be really hard work all the time, and but by following Jesus, I'd signed up for this uphill bike ride for the rest of my life. I'd hear sermons about how following God might cost me everything, and I should be prepared to give it all up for him. And I was pretty okay with that, because it actually felt good. The mindset kind of works like this. The more things I feel like I'm accomplishing for God, the better I feel about myself. And most importantly, the less I think about how much I owe him. And I worked really hard at sacrificing, and I went to church twice a week, and I strived to constantly be Jesus to my non-religious friends, and I went on missions trips around the world to build orphanages and to perform silly skits for third world children, and I distracted myself a lot from how much I felt like I owed God. I felt like he wanted my best, and I was pretty eager to give it uphill all the time, forever. I'm going to read today's scripture again today in my favorite translation, which is The Message. I think it kind of sounds like the Bible written by like a spoken word poet or someone similarly cool and eloquent. Jesus resumed talking to the people, now tenderly. Are you tired? Worn out, burned out on religion, come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Listen to that. Come to me, recover your life, take a real rest, live freely and lightly. That sounds awesome. Doesn't that sound like a life worth living? In this passage, the God of Jesus sounds like someone who wants more for us than from us. He sounds like a father who sees his children stuck on a religious treadmill, exhausted, and wants to provide another way. In John 10:10, Jesus says, "I came that they," that's us, "may have life and have it abundantly." The God of Jesus has a dream for his people, and it isn't a checklist or behavioral guidelines. It's freedom. I used to think that God wanted so much from me. My time, my money, my energy, my dreams. But I was wrong. There's no God standing over me asking for more and more from me because I'm internally indebted to him and isn't giving him everything the least I can do. Imagine if one day I told my parents, "Mom and Dad, I can't imagine how much you've done and given for me. You've raised me, you put a roof over my head, you fed me, you're paying for my education. I don't think I can ever fully repay you, but every day for the rest of my life, I will try and I will think really, really hard about how much I owe you for everything good that's ever happened to me." I think they would tell me, "Whoa, chill out." Most of the things I know about God, I've learned from my parents. And I know that my parents don't want me to repay them. They want me to live a full and free life. Instead of reminding me that I owe him, God demands that I turn over my checklist, my expectations for myself, and everything else holding me back, because that's what a loving father does. What's next is to slowly learn to live out from an abundance of grace and love. Grace and love for myself and for the people around me. When we come as we are and begin to learn these unforced rhythms of grace, we can go back to the list of the things we used to work so hard at sacrificing and give what we can of our time and energy from a place of being loved abundantly rather than giving out of a sense of duty. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, calls us to live our lives as beloved people of God. And as far as I know, there's nothing more radical and world-changing than that. A wise friend and teacher once told me that most people are too busy living their life for God to live their lives with God. And I stopped and looked at my life, and I realized I was spending all this time trying to please him when he was saying, "Hey, chill out, you're loved." And that's what I want for all of us this morning. Everybody chill out, you're loved.
Couple of announcements before the blessing. First, thank you to our Revive musicians and to Ellen and Britta for being a part of this morning's daily Sabbath. Also want to make an announcement about tomorrow's daily Sabbath. We have some guests who are musicians from Finland, and it is going to be an extra special time, so please come back again tomorrow. Receive this blessing. Chill out. Chill out. God loves you. Trust it, live in it, and be grateful for it. Today and always. Amen. Go in peace.